It's Rima Afternoons with Tom and Di.
Great to have you with us as we once again are joined by Emily Tyler from the Devoted Collective. And Emily, welcome to the show. When I saw that today the topic was burnt, or we were looking at being burnt, I just can't help but think of how many times I get burnt when in the kitchen when it comes to baking. I know I'm not there. Well, cooking, baking. I know I don't do it a lot, but every time I'm in the kitchen, it just seems...
What are you saying?
Things are hot and
they
I get too close.
It's a risky place to be. Yeah. No, it's not just you, Tom. I, in fact, only a couple of weeks ago was burnt. And it was because I was making a birthday cake. I don't bake very often for my children, but I have three and they each get to choose some sort of epic creation. One of my kids is really into drums, so I was making a drum set out of cake this year.
A cake that looked like a drum? Wow,
yeah, so because of that, I had a number of cakes in the oven simultaneously. Some were bigger than others, some were small, so they had to kind of come in and out at various times. And from watching the bake-off, we all know that you don't want to be disturbing your cakes midway through baking.
You don't.
So
that
I
can be a
very
disaster.
Carefully put on my oven gloves, gingerly opened the oven, like reached in really carefully to extract some of the small cakes without disturbing the bigger one. And I had to reach right to the back of the oven, and lo and behold, the gloves only went so far up my arm. And without realizing how close I was to danger, I grazed the side of the shelves, and now I have two very straight train track burn lines on my arm because I was not fully protected.
I see. I know this feeling, Emily. It is not nice because you're like, oh, I've got to hold it under the water, but oh, I want to get on with stuff.
I know. And I was in the middle of like entertaining my mum who was over from the UK, and it was all chaos. But the thing is, I got burnt that week, not once, but actually twice. Except the second burn wasn't to my skin. It was actually to my heart because I allowed the opinions and the judgments of others to burn my soul. And I paid attention to man's voice over and above what Jesus has to say about me. And I think the thing is we need to learn that we need to protect our hearts and our souls from words, opinions, thoughts that might burn us. And so how do we do this? What is the oven glove for our heart and our soul? Well, we need to immerse ourselves in the truth of who God says we are in him. So that when we come close to these red hot situations with maybe well-intentioned individuals, but broken people, God's truth can buffer and protect us from those fiery arrows that the devil would so readily send our way. And it says in Ephesians 6 that we are to put on every piece of God's armor so we can be protected against the enemy's strategies to hurt us. And it's actually the shield of faith that stops the fiery arrows from achieving the purpose for which God sends them. And that's in Ephesians 6, verses 13 and 16. We have a really real enemy who will use whatever means possible to burn us and to cause us great pain. But we also have a God whose word will accomplish all he purposes for it, as it tells us in Isaiah 55, 11, if we give the word suitable soil to take root in our lives. So just as we need those oven gloves to deal with drum birthday cake situations, so too do we need the word of God to deal with the heat of this world, to deal with the heat of others' words, the heat of disappointment and betrayal, the heat of challenge and pain. And I just, for anyone listening today, I just want to encourage you that in Psalm 107, verse 20, we are told that God is still sending out his word to heal us. So even if you have been burnt, like, don't despair. You don't have to kind of hide away and never bake ever again. You don't have to kind of think, well, that's it. I've got to stay in a cotton wool padded cell for the rest of my life for fear of being hurt. His word will still heal today. So if we are making time to get in the truth and to wear it like those oven gloves to bolster our faith and make sure we have his words, then we will be protected when those hot arrows start to fly.
So good, because I think often we can, you know, it takes us unaware when we can feel hurt.
Yeah.
And so to know that, I've got God behind me, God is with me in this, and to know his words, to put them on, to have that shield.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes we can forget that when somebody is using words that hurt us, that person is not our enemy at the end of the day. They are just a broken human being doing their best also. But there is one that's out to get us, and we have been equipped with the shield of faith. We have been equipped with God's word to hold up and to suit up and armor up. So, I just hope that encourages you today to get back into the word, because there is life and healing and hope for you within its pages.
Well, I can't help but think it's a situation we can all relate to, not just in the kitchen, getting those burns while cooking, but also knowing the feel of those burns that we get from words as well. Well, with an encouragement from the words, Emily Tyler from the Devoted Collective. And to find out more, do head along to thedevotedcollective.org. Emily, thanks again.
Thank you so much.